There's a discussion in our industry regarding something called the FM chip, which is to say turning every smartphone into a radio. Maybe a little primer on that might be worthwhile as we go through the media landscape.
Here in the Washington area, we've had a couple stark illustrations lately of the limitations of the cellular network. If everybody used their wireless phone at once, all the phones would stop working. I think the system tops out at 40 to 60% capacity, but we've had these hurricanes rolling up the coast. We had that earthquake that damaged the Washington Monument. And right here, where we are in Washington, the system goes down. And that's when people start rummaging through the door for batteries for the radio. I would like to think that radio can be more than just sterno for when the lights go out. And there is a case to be made for activating this chip in the phone. Apple keeps mum about this. They will not comment. But one of the worst-kept secrets is the urban legend that there is a sleeper chip in the iPhone that they just haven't turned on yet. It's a little FM receiver that's actually a receiver. It's not catching a stream from the station, which would require connectivity over the wireless network. Sprint has started turning on chips in some of its phones. And I think that that makes a lot of sense because it is a public safety issue. The phone ought to be able to work if something terrible happens and it overwhelms the wireless network.
Exactly. And that's a very critical point. And I hope that that finally is the prevailing view by, I presume, the Federal Communications Commission.